Good morning, it is Monday. Yes, you're obviously aware of that. And I'm back with what was buzzing over the weekend and today's news. Well, one video that was viral over the weekend, thankfully no lynching video this time, but it was the most telling metaphor of the kind of leaders we elect. A monkey, a langur to be accurate, was steering a bus sitting on the driver's lap. Well, in case you missed it, India Today editor was all praises for the Tripura Chief Minister Biplab Deb because the ex-gym instructor, well, he could do 45 push-ups without breaking a sweat. Rahul Gandhi probably broke into a sweat when helium balloons caught fire in his rally in Madhya Pradesh, giving a bit of a scare there. Speaking of fire, it is 8th October 2018 and Earth is going to be one hot place according to a key climate change report by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or the IPCC, the world's foremost body on the subject. Since the industrial era began, human activities, mainly burning fossil fuels and dumping carbon dioxide into the atmosphere, have caused global average temperatures to rise approximately 1 degree centigrade. Now, the report gives us, the human species, to set a goal of adapting to a rise of 1.5 degree and not 2 degree, because if it is up to 2, the race will not survive. Beyond cutting down on harm, the IPCC report says that adapting to warming of 1.5 degrees centigrade would be easier and less expensive. Quote, limiting warming to 1.5 degrees centigrade is possible within the laws of chemistry and physics, but doing so would require unprecedented changes, said James Kia of Imperial College London and an IPCC co-author. We will have to not only start cutting emissions, but also cut them fast. Well, from survival of the species, we head to the Me Too movement slowly making its way into India. Last week, Tanushree Dutta opened up a Pandora's box accusing Nana Patekar and Vivek Agnihotri of sexual harassment, and for Bollywood, for not doing anything about it. Well, if it was screenshots and apologies and corrected apologies that were going viral, it was not just Bollywood this time around to bear the mantle of exposing sexual predators. From Chetan Bhagat, Kiran Nagarkar to Kailash Kher, Vikas Behel and a current TOI editor K. R. Srinivas, ex-TOI and DNA editor Gautam Adhikari, women are finally telling stories about sexual harassment. As more such stories come out, more apologies of once prowlers and of mute spectators come out, the ground reality stays a grim one. Albeit with more support for victims coming out as they speak as a social media mob because roads are not safe. Why did we say a grim one? Well, on to our next story, where an unruly mob barged into the premises of a girls' residential school in Bihar's Triveni Ganj and beat the students there, injuring 34 of these girls. Well, a group of students found some local boys sneaking into the campus. One of the boys was allegedly writing a lewd comment on the hostel wall. The boys allegedly misbehaved on being asked to leave, according to NDTV report, and in self-defense, the girls thrashed the boys. And this is according to the eyewitnesses as well. Later, the boys returned with their parents and relatives, barged into the residential school, and the mob, including the parents of the boys, surrounded the campus. The girls were then thrashed by the mob despite being requested to retreat. They were beaten up with sticks by over 24 people. 74 girl students were at the playground at the time of the incident, and at least 30 of them received injuries. Well, it's not just the women, minority of all sorts, that are not really safe in India, and especially in a particular state that were touted as a UN award-winning model of a state where even lions are now facing death. Well, there, more than 1,000 migrant workers, mostly from UP and Bihar, have fled Gujarat over the past couple of days amid several attacks on migrant workers and industrial units there. Well, the backlash against migrants in Gujarat was triggered by the alleged involvement of a Bihari migrant in the rape of a 14-month-old girl in Saberkant district last week. Well, driven by fear, hundreds of migrants were seen boarding buses along with their families to move out of the state, as some said masked men barged into their houses at night asking them to leave the very next morning. Well, six districts have been affected by the violence, with Mehsana and Saberkant being the worst hit. In these districts, 42 cases have been lodged, and so far the police has arrested 342 accused. And on to social media. Ever wondered how Facebook controls what makes it to your timeline and what doesn't? Well, it appears to be like the monkey we spoke about earlier, driving the bus sitting on the driver's lap. In today's The Telegraph, a report makes it quite clear that Facebook is the monkey driving your timeline, but the driver is the government of India. Around a dozen journalists of news portals known for anti-establishment content have found themselves repeatedly locked out of Facebook in the past fortnight. Some of these journalists have made comments on recent court rulings, including the Ayodhya case, Rafael scam, in which the Supreme Court decided against revisiting an earlier observation that shrines are not integral to religion. Some of these sites ironically tackle fake news, which Facebook likes to champion. Caravan Daily published a report on the Facebook accounts of their editor Mumtaz Alam, a reporter and a columnist, being disabled. The report quotes several other independent journalists whose accounts have been blocked in the recent past. There may soon be a time that Facebook might face a severe backlash for stifling dissent, promoting hate, controlling and manipulating a timeline. But by then, the damage it would have done would be irreparable. And moving from a Facebook wall to the Rajasthan wall, while we like to take the piss out of people publicly, some ministers like to take piss publicly and then call it age-old tradition. Well, a photograph of a Rajasthan minister urinating near a wall in Ajmer, right next to a campaign poster featuring Chief Minister Vasundhara Raje, has gone viral on social media. Well, the minister Shambhu Singh Khatesar from the BJP defended himself by saying that urinating in the open was an age-old tradition and he had done nothing wrong. Well, wonder whatever happened to Swachh Bharat, but to do so next to the Vasundhara Raje's poster, well, just maybe a sign of things to come in Rajasthan elections. Speaking of elections, we move to international news. The far-right Brazilian populist Jair Bolsonaro has secured a resounding victory in the first round of his country's president election, but fallen just short of the majority required to avoid a second round runoff. And on to our next, where 20 people were killed when a stretch limousine crashed into another vehicle in the parking lot of a crowded store in upstate New York on Saturday, in what federal authorities are calling the deadliest U.S. crash in nearly a decade. The National Transportation Safety Board said members of its GO team were at the crash site to investigate what happened and possible factors, including road and vehicle condition. Police said everyone inside the limousine, including the driver, died in the crash, and all those killed were adults. And on to our last news for the day, and it is the arrest of the Interpol chief. The missing Interpol chief, Meng Hongwei, who it was revealed on Sunday, has been detained in China for 12 days, unknown to his family or employer, has resigned from the International Police Agency. Interpol said it had received his resignation with immediate effect late on Sunday. It was the latest twist in the mystery of Meng's disappearance last month after he flew from France to China. At a press conference in Lyon, Grace Meng told journalists her husband had sent her an emoji of a knife shortly before he disappeared and that she was convinced it was his way of signaling that he was at risk. Well, first case of emoji use in international geopolitics? Well, not sure. While I go try and dig out more on this, you go ahead and have a productive and a healthy week. Goodbye and thank you for listening on TakeOnMart.in.